All right, Jayhawks on the Move, morning edition. It is like 6:30 in the morning Thursday. This is about the only time we could get together.
Yep.
And so I thought we would maybe stop somewhere and get something.
No,
but instead, you got some stuff.
Brought some donuts and then either black iced coffee or sweetened iced coffee. So
the iced coffee, talk about that.
You know,
it's a generational thing.
I think it is. I was never a fan of coffee, like in college or anything. And I don't know, last like 9 months to a year, coffee's kind of become big at the Sauer household. And yeah, I don't know. So it's just kind
of. Is that because of the dog or because of the kid, you think?
That a little
or are we
bit,
growing up a little bit?
You know what? I think I might. There's a slight chance that I might be growing
okay.
up just a little bit.
Okay. That could happen. So you start moving here. We'll see how we can. Work and not hit any kids on the way to school just yet.
I think it's clear.
Like I said, I fully expected to be a little more light at this point, but no.
It's all right.
But what time did you arrive this morning?
Literally 30 seconds before you did.
Okay. So you didn't have early workouts or anything like that this morning?
We do have that going on right now. But with the fall, you know, we have a great rotation between Coach Sullivan, Coach Duke, and myself. With the fall, with the duties I currently have, those two kind of shoulder majority of the responsibility. I still come in once a week. And then during the winter, I'll start lifting the basketball teams and then maybe coming in another morning or after school one more time.
So that's been something that's started, what, a couple of years ago, two or three years ago, Zook and Sullivan and you were put together the strength team.
We've been doing the past couple of years. I mean, I would say the last 5 years, we've always had people in the morning. And we become really unison, kind of a strong, 15 strong with everyone getting on board and using us as resources. I mean, like, majority of our sports programs are using Jason, myself, or Mr. Zook to help them build strength in season.
What impact have you seen, I guess, across the board from, with our sports, but you guys are also involved with physical education, so there's some impact you're having there well. But what impact do you see, first off, with the teams being able to have the facility we do and then the equipment we do, but more importantly, the people we do?
You know, since being at such a small school, we share our athletes. You know, the strength that we're building in football right now is the strength that they get to use during basketball and the track or golf and track and the golf and the baseball. So that's one key factor. We can't sit there and not train our athletes for multiple seasons, try to siphon all their athletic ability and strength, and then, all right, coach, you've gone for the next season or her for the next season, and we're not able to build and have such a strong sports program.
Are you going to eat all those donuts? Or
probably not. I'll give them to the kids. I owe some kids some donuts with some.
Oh, I thought we were going to eat some donuts.
We can eat some donuts. I mean,
okay.
I mean, you're a little more fit than I am, but I don't know if we're going to throw down.
I'm a little more fit than he is. I think we found the title of today's episode. I'm a little more fit than you are. More importantly, we got to decide who's drinking what here.
I don't care. I'm more of a black coffee guy. I mean, I got.
So you got organic coffee, cold brew, slightly sweetened. So that's your preference?
Well, it works.
Okay. He's non-committal. Or the Frappuccino. I'm not sure if I've ever had one of these.
You never had one of them?
No, I think I'll go this route.
Go for it, you bet.
All right. We're stopping middle of the intersection, but it's like 3 in the morning, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Daniel Clayburgh, our executive producer of the program, or assistant executive producer or something like that. So did you crack into that yet?
Yeah, I did. It's all right.
It's all right. That's quick, not bad, actually.
Quick Star was super busy, right. And Casey's was not as busy, so I just want to make my stop.
So, I wanted to pull in and maybe get some coffee and donuts, but you head us off. There's no time. There's no time for stops.
No, there's not. We got a schedule today. I've got this, and there's school. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I got
today.
A feeling when it's time for the. Oh, thanks, Dan. When it's time for the road trips, that's everywhere. Stan's got to stop, go to the bathroom, want something to eat. You're like, no, we don't got time.
No, you can ask my wife. I hate stopping or driving anywhere. It's, we got to go. We're going. We're not stopping. And we do end up because we, it's, you know, there's a study out there. It's good, but after every 90 minutes of driving, you should stand up and stretch. And I'm like, I hate that. I mean, like, especially if we're going to my parents, what's a little over 3 hours. No, let's just power through and get there.
Well, especially you're what, six?
Six, seven, and three quarters, but no one's counting.
Is this three quarters? Where did this start that you started doing that? That's not the first time you've thrown that out.
No, it was easier just to tell everyone 6'8", and then I've been measured several times or measured myself, and I'm not exactly 6'8". So, I mean, I'm lying then. I don't want to be known as a liar. But it's just easier to tell everyone 6'8". Because if I say 6'7¾", it's like, wow, you're kind of...
Well, then people sure remember how tall you are.
That's
at
true.
That point.
That's very true.
So you talk about you got a busy day. I know you got Culture Club at 7.
Yep.
You know, we've touched on that with Culture Club. Talk about what that is. Who's involved with it, and kind of what the goal and the objective has been.
Yeah, so this Culture Club started as a handful of teachers. It started with our Spanish teacher, who's no longer here, Justin Little, Mr. Foster, myself, and Jim Gillespie. And we started reading books done by coaches, just like, you know, with all of us having a coaching background, like, hey, what can we do to not only improve our teams, but improve our school, improve our school culture? Started with a group of four or five adults, and then we started adding other, you know, other teachers as well, other coaches, Nick Green, Blair Sather, Alex O'Connell, Sam Thornton, Gina Felt, and we're trying to spread. We went through a different book last year, and then we started inviting kids, and then getting kids involved, and now trying to get our kids to lead the programs as well. So just kind of different, like, different books, different ways. So like Energy Bus by John Gordon, talking about energy vampires, which I know we've talked about before. We've got another group is working with Chop Wood, Carry Water, falling in love with the process.
So how many students do you have involved? What ages?
We can go through, I think, 6th, 7th grade is the youngest.
Okay.
And go all the way up to seniors. So it's a good mix of kids. Just trying to, it's great for those younger kids to lead, to learn some of these steps that kind of help you make successful in keeping people together. And it's great to see our juniors and seniors and some of our upperclassmen actually lead some of our discussions as well.
So is that something you kind of look at every year that switches up, or you carry over year to year?
You know, everybody's kind of does their own thing around here. I know, like, there's different schools try to do different leadership things, and we're still trying to figure out the nuts and bolts of what's going to make Jessup's leadership program the best. I know in the high school we have a leadership class that's offered as well. So we're playing around with a couple different ideas. I know we've actually, the Brain Trust, as we like to call ourselves, the original founders of Culture Club, like to maybe try to get an NICL leadership group going here, if not so much this winter, but for sure, definitely the following fall. So lots of different ideas, lots of different avenues to take, but you know, we're learning as we go here.
Do you get into Frappuccino or coffee preferences at all? Beverages of choice?
As long as it's usually iced, I'll be fine.
Okay. So is there, you look at the taking it on a conference level of doing something like that. Are other schools doing this that you have worked with as well?
Yeah, so when...
Or have reached out to you to see how they can start theirs?
I have several sources at different schools and just through meeting through different professional developments. Sumner Fred does something where they read a little bit out of a book. I know other schools around us, they do book studies. You know, AP has Aaron Thomas, who does a lot of great things. So everyone kind of does a little bit their own thing, but I think what we want to be able to do next is trying to lead. I mean, building great leaders not only is obviously the purpose of school, but trying to make the people around us better as well. So like I said, I don't know what those avenues look like yet, but I know we're working on, there's something in the mix where we're trying to figure out how to create better leaders of tomorrow.
Well, and leaders is, it's not necessarily just about leading other people, but, you know, taking your own responsibility for leading yourself.
Correct.
What have been some highlights of the Culture Club the last, I guess this is what, your second generation of it?
Yeah.
What have you really seen come through by having this program, what the effect you've seen on the students?
I think the big thing is having everyone speak the same language. Having PJ Fleck, who's a head football coach at University of Minnesota, when he was at Western Michigan, he had all the players talking Bronconese, and that was their vocabulary, their culture, words they use, talking about, you know, family, forget about me, I love you, talk about energy vampires, people that are sucking the energy out of you and you don't want around your program. So you hear kids talking, you're using this vocabulary. And before it may be laughed at or maybe belittled, but now it's people are saying, hey, you're being an energy vampire, hey, sweep the shed, hey, make sure you pick up after yourself. And I think if we're all speaking the same language, then it's a positive.
So do you have Jayhawkies? Are we getting into that?
You know, I think we're getting there. I don't know. I vote Hawkneys. I don't know what the best way, if anyone can think of a creative term for our Jayhawk language should be, let me know.
So PJ Fleck, I've been told I look like him.
You do. I see there's a lot of similarities between you two.
I've heard this when Iowa and Minnesota played a couple weeks ago. My phone was blowing up of, you're on TV. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's a little younger than me, though. But I might be in better shape than he is, according to you.
Well, you're in better shape than myself. But I don't.
I'm not sure where you're getting into that.
I'm just guessing. I'm just.
Is this one of those things you spend a lot of time in the weight room, but not on yourself in the weight room?
That could be. Over the last 6 months, yes, I've been in the weight room, but not working on myself as
okay.
much.
Well. I saw your refrigerator the other night, so maybe there's a reason.
Well, why that actually, is. I'm going to be real. I've lost about 20 pounds since the start of fall, and I don't know if that's me trying to shed.
That's stress, I think.
Well, see, some people are stress eaters. Some people are comfort eaters, and then I guess I'm not an eater. So, I don't know. I've lost some weight.
Well, you had that dad weight, too.
Yeah. You know, some kids call it the dad bod. I said it's the father figure, so. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to avoid
You had that paternity diet going on, I think, is what was going on. So over the weekend, last Friday, Iowa City Regina, a game that, you know, you could look at it getting out of hand, and all of a sudden the second half happened, running clock, 35-point margin, and then Jayhawks just kind of lit up. Something happened there.
Yeah, we you know, every Monday we sit down, we talk, and one big theme on Mondays, and we haven't done a great job about it this year, is kind of tell the truth, where we come up, we kind of tell it like it is. There's no sugarcoating. And we just ask your guys, what did you guys feel like when, you know, we were down 35 and running clock happened within the first 3 minutes of that third quarter? And they said, I don't know, something just sparked, and we were ready to go. And, you know, we almost got to 13, depending if we catch that touchdown at the end or not, which if I had the red challenge flag, I think I throw, but see, neither here nor there. But, you know, it was fun. It was awesome. This sounds weird, but this is the best I've ever seen a team come out and play being down 35 points. And to almost get it to where it's a couple possessions towards the end of the game, it's right there.
Well, and I don't think Iowa City Regina was prepared for it well. You know, that their offensive front, those guys were getting tired. You know, those are some big guys, and they were on the field quite a bit, but you guys were wearing them down. But I had talked to Ron Sadler. There's some adjustments you guys made on defense and just how you were attacking some things.
Yeah, if you watch our game, you see that you know, one of our defensive mottos is bend, don't break. And one of the big things is they had to earn almost every single touchdown. They probably had four or five touchdown drives of 12, 13 plays plus. That's tough for us because we want to get off the field on third down and fourth down. And you know, something happens where we miss something, and obviously they get a first down. But they ran, I believe, 84 plays. That's a lot of a lot of plays for a high school team to come out, especially when maybe the last couple of games they haven't had to worry about running so many plays to be successful.
Well, that was a conversation too. If you look at a team like Regina and even Dyke, the competition they've had, you know, when those guys play on Friday night together, they will probably have to play the entire game, and they may not be used to that. So that's a whole other side of having a successful season like they are. Are you ready to go into postseason if you haven't played full games with all your guys?
You know, that's something as a staff you got to be able to balance, too, is do you get your younger guys in to get experience? Yes, but you also have to get guys in to be able to condition to play four quarters. And it's a delicate grind, and that's a good problem to have, though. Okay, should we be getting more reps for our younger guys because we're having a lot of success on Fridays, or do we need to get better conditioning so we can, as we get deeper into the playoffs, we were able to withstand four quarters of football?
So we get into East Marshall, the biggest bus ride of the year, 90 minutes down Highway 63 and over on 30. East Marshall, still they're looking for their first win. You're looking for your second win. But they've got a back down there, Noah Branstad. He's, you know, 500 yards in the ground, and he scored all their points except, I think, eight. So I'm sure you're keying in on what they're going to see. But talk about what you're seeing so far from East Marshall.
What we're seeing is, you know, sometimes the stats don't tell the story of how a team really is. You can look and see that statistically maybe they're not as strong throwing, and they've had a tough schedule and whatnot, and they're going to come out and they're going to play hard. You know, we talked to our guys all week. If you think this is going to be a cakewalk, you're going to be sadly mistaken. We're both going for our first district win, and, you know, week nine of the season. And it's going to
– donuts loose.
Donuts fell. Donuts fell. It's all right.
It's going to be a battle. Now, if we come out and play four quarters against East Marshall like we did the second half of Iowa City Regina, we might be doing some pretty good things. But, I don't know, it depends – how about, you know, neither team have anything to lose. I wouldn't be surprised they come out and try to throw on us right away. Maybe it's not a place where they've had some success, but people try to do things last week of the year because they don't have to hold anything
right
back.
Right, exactly. And I'm not sure how many seniors they have on their squad. But looking at the sophomore success you're having right now, in particular, Jace Pilcher had a chance to throw for 1,000 yards this season. Getting through tomorrow, just depending on how the game goes, but he's, you know, almost pushing 900 yards passing.
Yeah, you know, last year I got to work with Jace last year as JP offensive coordinator, and Jace threw for darn near 1,000 yards last year too, and he's got it in him. And, you know, part of our offensive philosophy is we like to sit back and shotgun and try to throw it around to our athletes a little bit, and he has an opportunity to do that. And obviously the most important thing is trying to put all those little pieces together with our run game, our pass game, and try to get our first district win this Friday.
You awake back there?
Yeah.
You didn't finish your donut yet.
I know.
I had to drag him out of bed this morning. So, but he's been wanting to be a part of Jayhawks on the Move.
Yeah.
And he kept asking that. Well, here's a chance. Well, Dan, do you have a question for the coach?
I don't know exactly. What you guys said, like, what is the Jayhawk language? Like, what name of it is?
Oh, he's thinking of a name.
Oh, you're thinking of a name of the Jayhawk language?
Trying to.
Okay. All right. Well, you keep thinking about it and you come up with it. So, East Marshall on Friday, kicking just varsity game.
Correct.
So, be prepared for that. But, you know, the weather's not looking too bad for the last game of the year.
You know, we've been really fortunate. We've had some pretty good weather this whole entire year. I mean, we've had some rain and whatnot here and there, but
once it rained?
Shocker. But if you look at most Fridays, it's been, I mean, it might have been a little chilly some other nights, but it's been pretty nice. I mean, we've been really fortunate. Usually we have two or three rain games that really kind of make the season whatever, but weather-wise, it's probably been one of the better ones on Fridays. The rest of the week has been usually terrible, but...
So the field's practice field, I'm sure, is just ready to be done.
Yeah.
As you get through that. We'll talk more about this next week. We'll close out our season and our Jayhawks on the Move fall edition. I don't know if we can pull in our volleyball and our cross-country coach again because they've got the big meet on Thursday. But just kind of close things out. Looking ahead, I'm not trying to get past tomorrow, but looking ahead to the offseason, I'm sure you've started to think about what that could entail heading into 2019.
There's a lot of stuff, and it's like I'm taking notes of, like, I want to do this different next year, from where we warm up to how we warm up to I want to do different processes different next year, different procedures, and not exactly blowing things up and starting over from scratch, but there's a lot of different things in order to kind of change how we do stuff.
Are pyrotechnics involved in a pregame show? Have we thought about that?
No.
Okay, I'll scratch that one off my list then.
I mean, if you're going to buy fireworks, provide them, that's cool, but I think, check, no.
No, well, I get Dr. Anthony Baugh to light them off as a fire department official.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
How are you? So, as we close out Jayhawks on the Move, again, we remind you that Jayhawks do play tomorrow night. Cross country running on Thursday when we record this. They head into state. Volleyball won this week in postseason. They'll go on to play again. So it's ramping up. I can't believe this is episode 11, if you believe it or not.
I can't believe you keep asking me to come back. I'm just happy to be here.
People want it. Your mom sent me a message last night just telling me, it was basically just, she was just excited for the week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she's one of our biggest fans. It's awesome.
And your biggest fan.
Yeah, you bet.
Something like that. Anyway, we'll catch up again next week. Go Jayhawks.
It's a great day to be a Jayhawk.
We'll talk to you later.